Presents Nameless Review So 7.
Ah, and we missed the intro to that. Dang it, are you? And we are live doing a show that most people probably thought was dead again, but after the fun holiday craziness, the schedule shuffle, and the near-death plague encounter, I'm back again. You can't get rid of me that easily. You must use thermonuclear ordnance to even get a chance. What?
I was going to say, we tried thermonuclear ordnance, but somebody ate it all. They thought yellow cake was actual cake. Suave.
You ate all the yellow cake. You couldn't have at least saved me a slice.
It was my fault I tricked him. To be fair, though, we were both greased up in pig fat and doing a lot of cocaine. It was a crazy holiday season.
Need to recur to you next holiday season. This sounds like an interesting show.
Always.
So let's see here. Not too much happened. I actually did get some games played since while I was sick, which was useful. Fortunately, most of the time of late has now been put into the Star Wars Online, which, for those who do not know, is now free to play.
Do you realize you just said Star Wars Online, man? You're gonna have like 3 billion like really angry nerds.
Star Trek, Star Wars,
it's all the same.
I can already tell how this is going to go.
We're going to kick your ass as soon as we can get off the couch.
That was really
it's
insulting.
It's pretty much like
I'm
Space Monks,
it.
Right? You know, they're...
Well, at least they're both not shows about a bunch of people walking.
There's a little walking.
Let's see. There was supposed to be a show somewhere in here. I think it got lost.
No, I ate it.
What's with the co-hosts and eating the stuff?
No, I
We're
ate
hungry.
It.
We're hungry. Food got expensive.
Well, if you feed us, let us out of the basement every now and then.
There was fungus angry. Growing down there.
Sick
That's
of fungus.
Not food.
You can make stew from it. Please to cut into Minecraft. Minecraft
you
won't lie,
can
right?
Make stew from it, but the only source of liquid we have down here is urine, so I'm not making that kind of stew.
Stew.
Damn, I forgot we could use urine. Hey, we could just eat stew.
You, sir, are a genius.
They call me
and
Professor
we've got him
Mikey
laughing
Pence.
So hard he can't even do his own damn show.
Breathe, BSP.
Host dies on his own show.
Nah, I think I've gone into longer non-breathing laughter fits than that. Let's see. So before the odd craziness, the Star Trek Online has gone to free to play. Star Wars... It's still paid to play.
Proving only one thing, man. Star Trek nerds don't have any money.
Also, it means that Star Trek is better than Star Wars.
How so?
Well, that's just the way it is.
Oh. We'll have a sword fight later about it. Actually, you're in this world. I'm just going to stab you in the back.
Rex!
You know, that would be a lot better scene right then if we were recording that.
Video.
Because this time I'm playing Minecraft on BSV's show instead of the other way around.
I don't always play Minecraft on your show.
But when I do, I play it like a boss.
So, yeah. Let's see here. So, should we review Minecraft? Minecraft Online. I can't think straight.
Have we reviewed Minecraft?
I meant to say Star Trek Online.
You almost said Star Wars again, man.
I can't think.
Yeah, I'm totally down to review the Star Trek Online.
Please disregard anything I've said or will say.
Too late.
As you should probably have done earlier by now, since, as you can tell, my brain's never at home. It gives me messages with carrier pigeon. Let's see here. So, yeah, Star Trek. Think of Mine Track.
I thought it was Trek.
It is Trek.
But that's closer to, oh, what is it, than were. Why do they have to use stars? They need to think original names. Just because you're in space doesn't mean you need star in the word.
Hey, and nobody can hear you scream in space unless you're on the right radio frequency.
Says you. Apparently you've never choked the life out of somebody in zero or in a vacuum before.
I've choked a chicken in a zero vacuum.
Wait a minute, what?
I think that may be a bit painful.
It's really good, though.
Yeah. Because you're not really breathing too well.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole autoerotic asphyxiation thing.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Hey, you invited us on your show.
And like I've said before, don't blame me for my ways of thinking.
Too late.
So, let's see here. Oh, I have a couple people in the group have been playing Star Trek Online. So, yeah, pretty much, I can't think. Somebody quick, jump in. Try not to make a joke.
Well, let's see. Star Trek Online originally came out, what, 2 years ago now? With,
That's about right.
Wow.
And it wasn't, it was fun, but it wasn't that fun. And it didn't, it got boring very, very quickly. So I was real excited for it when it came out because I liked the concept of space battles. But
I got to say, the space battles are pretty good.
Yes, yeah. They are awesome.
Basically what they did a really good job at, creating the Star Trek universe. Like, it's a, pretty big area, lots of planets to explore, stuff like that. You know, the space battles are awesome. You get to fly your ships around. It has a very Star Trek feel, but it really suffered from a lack in the creativity department.
Yeah, there's no content.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You can fly around and everything, go see all this cool stuff, but like, all the solar systems look the same. And you can't go make first contact or go really exploring. Because there's not really anything to explore.
Yeah, well, there's the uncharted areas, but that's mainly just randomly generated quests, which tend not to always be the best.
Well, they're pretty repetitive, aren't they?
Yeah, there's either fetch, replicate supplies for a planet that seems to just want to be given stuff, kill stuff. Either on ground or in space.
Right.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Although, again, the only real reason I'm playing the game at this point is for space battles, but I have made Captain.
And to be fair, the space battles are freaking awesome.
Yes, they are.
They did a really good job with how they've got it balanced out and everything, where you've got to, keep your shields up, and you've got four quadrants of shields, so, your front area of shields can actually get worn down, and you'll start taking damage to your ship there, so you got to turn your ship.
Oh, you can redirect energy from the other shields to the front shields.
Yeah, so The battles themselves, like, they've taken a lot from the shows and everything, and it really shows. And it's very Star Trek-y.
I just wish random stuff was a little bit more thought out.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a lot of stuff, because they have Deep Space Nine, they do have characters from some of the other series, like, I can't remember what her name is, but the Voyager? One of the Voyager crew is commanding one of the stations on the game.
That's pretty cool. They do other stuff too, like they're talking about Wolf 359, you know, because, you know, you've got the Borg invading and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
funny. And they mention, like, there's a nebula that I'm actually doing a quest in. It was actually in the episode that the Enterprise was trying to hide from the Borg in this nebula. And I'm now going into this nebula, and I'm experiencing the same effects that the Enterprise was experiencing in the TV show.
Hmm.
And, you know, even, like, the little wisps flying around your ship as you're going along, you know, like, that's all really well done and put together. It kind of brings you into the universe.
Just as a quick sidetrack here for you, because you're going to love this. I told you about the nostalgia map I just found, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in it, and it still has the ladders where they're every other block as opposed to every block.
Oh, okay.
So, it's kind of rough navigating my old tower.
That would be for all the people not in the call and not with us at the moment, because you are doing a show. Yeah, we just stumbled across a bunch of nostalgia maps from early Minecraft servers, so yeah. And now I'm back to your regular scheduled show.
Yeah. Then, also, other than the space battle, your space... or ship.
Mm-hmm.
You can. There's a. At least for. I haven't played the Klingon since you unlocked those at level 25 or.
Yeah, it's 25.
But at least for the human. Or the Federation, there's a lot of different ships in the. Especially once you get to the end. Because I think for Admiral level, there's like 5 different ships. For each of the 3 types.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff ship-wise, and there's only.
I understand you can buy ships in this game as well.
That's the unfortunate bit. It is because it is free to play. All the really good stuff, they want money.
But you can also buy the currency with the lithium. So if you grind enough, eventually you can buy it for.
That's true, and with the duty officer system, what they've essentially created is those time-based... You remember those time-based games like Archmage and... there's tons of them all over the internet, where it's, you know, just X number of time you get turns or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've created that with the duty officer system. So you pretty much set up your duty officers, and they're supposed to run in the background where you're playing, but they go whether you're logged in or not.
Yeah.
So... I've been logging in for, like, you know, 5 minutes at work and just, you know, running the duty roster. And I've gotten, like, 2 levels doing that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's, don't have to be online.
And I sent my first duty officer to their death in diplomatic negotiations today.
Well done.
BSV's idea of negotiations is a 6-shooter.
Hey, are you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to, check this out. You're going to love this map when you get over here.
We are doing a show somewhere around here.
I know, but everything else is so scatterbrained.
But we're trying to re-rail the show.
We are?
Or at least I'm trying to put rails down in front of it. I don't know if it's going over them or not.
Well, what's that tied to the tracks ahead? Who cares? Speed up!
Okay. We'll find out eventually.
What sort of score are you going to give it, man?
Well, it is free, so...
When the game originally came out, it was $50, so use that as a
Well, it's definitely not worth $50.
No.
Yeah.
Free to play, I'll play it. I won't put any money into it, and I'm probably not going to play it a lot. But, you know.
Definitely something fun to pick up and mess around with. And
well, I have made captain in the game, so from now on I'm going to insist that you all refer to me as captain. So
can I be Tennille then? No, seriously.
No.
All right, what other game we got this week, BSV?
Let's see here. One game that I played during the break was started playing Alice Madness Returns for the PC.
Yeah. What's the premise in that?
Pretty much based off the Alice in Wonderland. Pretty much. Well, it's the second one in the series. There was the first one was I never played, but it's pretty much Alice went crazy and ended up in a.
Is this American McGee's Alice?
Yeah.
Okay, I've played that one.
Well, this is the Madness Returns is the sequel to right. that.
Yeah, I've seen trailers and stuff for it. I've never gotten around to checking it out though.
Yeah, it was on sale during the winter sales, so I picked it up cheap. And so far, I am liking it. It's a very good platform, and the style to it definitely feels like you're in Wonderland.
So pretty you feel like you take a head full of acid.
Pretty much.
I could probably get behind this game.
If it's anything like the first one, I highly recommend it. It's a good mind fuck.
Yeah. Well, pretty much the premise to this one is, I haven't played the first one, so I don't know the exact story in that. But this one is after the asylum, you're was put into kind of burden home for crazy kids. So
boarding home for crazy kids, would that be foster care?
Well, it's actually set up, run by a psychologist that's trying to treat the kids.
That would be an insane asylum.
Yep.
But this is a friendly one. It has.
So all the carers are just like me.
Yeah.
Bad and you never know whether you'll.
What?
You'll never know when you're going to wake up, but you'll wake up.
Well, despite being crazy, you can wander outside, and because there are parts of it that are actually in the real world, going through London, and they're in between the chapters in Wonderland.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Is there a demo that you can pick up? Where can I pick up a demo?
I do not know if there's a demo. I can quick check, but
I'll wait till after the show and get back to it. But no, it sounds like it'd be an interesting play.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a nice platformer. The style to it is very well done. From all the levels I've seen so far, they did a good job of variance. And the weapons are like the first one, where it's just regular looking items that are used as weapons. Like there's a pepper grinder you use for a minigun, or pretty much a minigun.
Nice.
You use a. There's a. What is it? One of those hearse heads on a pole that kids you pretend is actual hearse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take that, whack.
Much use as a big club.
Awesome.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's small hidden stuff, little passages and that. that you think it's shift you hold down, and you pretty much drink the drink me potion that shrinks you, and while you're small, you pretty much, or you can see hidden writing on the walls that indicate stuff, and go through these little keyhole doorways to find hidden stuff. Are those?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and most of the time, it'll be in the middle of where any or someplace that doesn't really look like anything ordinary. So
nice. Some good distractions. Side quests.
Nice. Again, I'm only still in the beginning, so it's like 5 chapters or so.
Mm-hmm.
Which so far the first one is taken quite a while. So don't think it's gonna be short unless they just quick wrap it up afterwards, but
I hate games that do that. You know, the first 10 hours is awesome, then they just wrap it up.
Yeah. We ran out of ideas.
That's not we ran out of ideas, that's we ran out of budget and we just had to churn some shit out.
But so many game makers are doing that these days.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm hoping it doesn't end up like that, but so far I'm liking the game. Regular price, it's $30 now. On sale, it was like $12.
Oh, that's not bad.
$12 worth dropping.
Yeah, definitely. I would say at least worth $20 out of $30. If not more, if you really like the urge or the dark Alice in Wonderland of American McGee's Alice in Wonderland, definitely recommend picking up since it is very well done.
Awesome.
Nice.
Cool.
Probably going to give that a go. Sounds awesome.
So let's see here. Another game found on the got on the sale was the, I don't know, I just wanted a shooter, so I picked up Serious Sam 3.
How you liking that? You love the second one, I know you like the first.
Well, the thing I like about them is it's just the old school shoot lots of waves of stuff and no cover.
You're a Space Invader fan, in other words.
Which, unlike all the other modern games that update to modern style, there's all that's so updated to modern style is the graphics.
So it's essentially Doom with pretty graphics.
Yes.
Nice.
Which, that's what I wanted. Unlike what they did with, what's the game you... Duke Nukem Forever, which...
We don't mention that game in Polite Company.
Dude, that's like Jar Jar Biggs.
The what now?
Yeah, exactly.
Game that should not be mentioned again. And I apologize for bringing it up before.
Good, you should feel bad about it.
I do.
I want you to have trouble sleeping at night because of the guilt.
I already have problems sleeping at night. It's not because of the guilt.
No, that's because of the small robots we let loose in the... Anyways.
See, this is why they won't let you adopt children, man. Look at the way you're talking to the poor boy now. You're making him have nightmares.
Well, that and someone told them of my small plan to sell parts on eBay.
You tried setting up that rig too?
Yeah, well, we all know who did it. Thanks, Heavy. You gave our plans away once again.
Don't know how many world domination plans he's ruined because of letting out the location of bases or dates of actions. But yeah, back to Serious Sam 3. Yeah, it's pretty much what you expect in a Serious Sam. Lots of bad guys running at you. Lots of ammo for you to spew back at them. And just good old killing monsters fun.
Awesome.
Nice.
I hated one. I hated two. I absolutely... It's just not my game, man.
You want more of the Halo Shield recharge?
No, it's not that. I'm a fan of the traditional shooter and stuff like that, but that game, man, for some reason just gave me headaches. I think it was the graphical style. I just found it was a really unpleasant game to play physically.
It wasn't square enough for you, was it? With 8-bit graphics.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. No, I don't know. It's the only game I've ever actually felt sick playing. Yeah. You know, like, I wasn't going to have a seizure or anything, but it was just, yeah, it made me feel uncomfortable, like I was being touched.
Serious Sam, it touches you in the naughty places. You, oh man, you know how many video games you could sell if that was your slogan?
Way too many.
It comes with a USB accessory that will... Anyways, I'm going to stop right there.
We don't need to encourage the...
optional Wiimote attachment.
But I'm not
now buying it with your iPhone.
It comes with a Kinect.
Next year's version will snap to an iPad.
Oh! Anyway.
So, yeah, I probably wouldn't recommend it at full price. I think it's $30 or so. Again, I would say if you like the old Star Shooter, getting $20 worth the pickup then.
So catch it on sale, but otherwise, decent game.
Yeah.
Does it have multiplayer?
I believe so.
It's Serious Sam. It'll have multiplayer.
That's as big a seller as its multiplayer.
Yeah.
Definitely believe it has the co-op, which don't know why they would take that out.
Well, you know, so many games do, though. The old Dooms used to have co-op, and then after that it was all deathmatch, and I love the concept of co-op. Yeah. It went until Halo that you saw co-op again.
Deathmatch became a real symbol of Unreal Engine.
That's true.
That's when you lost a lot of that. The good old fun with your friends. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Well, Deathmatch is fun. It's just I like the idea of co-op, too. Which I guess
sometimes you want to shoot with your friends.
Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go shooting with your friends. Sometimes they're the target, sometimes they're, you know, ammo carriers. So...
Yeah, I don't know. It's games. The shooter market's trying to get too accurate now, I think, and that's where Serious Sam, I think, is going to get some older generational players, maybe some newer ones. Because I don't know, Battlefield, Modern Warfare, and stuff like that, too fucking realistic, man. And, sometimes.
Well, the main thing.
I was just saying, like, getting post-traumatic stress syndrome after a bad day of work is just not what I'm after anymore. Sometimes I just want to come home and shoot something in the face that doesn't require me being shelled or fucking worrying about snipers, man. You know, after a big session of Battlefield, I feel like I've got PTSD, man. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to unwind and kill a bunch of zombies after a hard day at work.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Well, just imagine, too... You know, the most popular games right now are your Battlefield and your Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. What about the guys who are coming back home from, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq, and they've been doing this shit for real? Yeah. I don't see them playing a lot of this. Be like, yeah, you know what? I've been there.
it doesn't smell the same. You know, that's what they, you know, say. But fuck, the sounds are just... quality for games is just really stepped up since the new... advent of people getting decent headsets and decent speakers, where your actual PC is now your main entertainment area in a lot of mainstream households now.
That's true.
Go
ahead.
You're actually seeing it really geared towards people in their 30s now, 30s and late 40s, because that's where the disposable cash is. Mm-hmm. You know, children don't get a say in the market anymore. The days of DuckTales and shit like that is gone.
They still have that, but they are realizing some gamers have grown up and wish they would still broaden the horizon a bit, since, a lot of the games are just being the realistic, let's make this like Call of Duty. Some people like first person,
Yeah, well, I was going to say, total realism is not fun. I mean, it gets old very quickly. And, you know, if you really wanted total realism, I wouldn't go play a video game. I'd go join the Special Forces. So, you know?
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I would hope more shooters would branch away from that. Because now it's either realism or cover base. Can we... There's more options than those two.
Nope. That's it.
I'm sure there was. I believe so, at least.
I was looking forward to the new Rainbow 6-3 coming out. And I've had a look at the... well, there's no real gameplay display yet. It looks too realistic for me. I think I'm going to steer away from it.
Like, oh, yeah?
That was my real enjoyment with Rainbow 6 Vegas. It was fun to the point where it didn't feel real.
Right.
Like, there was no realistic gun sounds or anything like that. It was all meant to be a bit tongue-in-cheek because, yes, I'm upside down on a rope with a handgun shooting dudes in the head. Like, fuck off. That's fun. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we should move along.
Here's what I was looking for. I was going to say, you were talking about the better sound system. I saw on Hackaday not too long ago, somebody had put together a mod for the Sega Genesis to really clean up its sound.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I've also found a similar one for a Commodore's, but I haven't had a chance to really look at that yet. So apparently it's quite involved to clean up the sound off a SID chip, but the Genesis one doesn't look so bad, except whoever drew the schematic apparently drew it on a back of a napkin.
Typical.
Napkins are the perfect thing to draw.
Here we go. He's cleaned up his post. Okay, good. Here we go. But the other cool thing on the Genesis mod is he put up a YouTube video. Actually, he took a recording of the sound before the mod and after the mod, and it's like, okay.
All right, so I'll have a look at that after the show.
Yeah.
So what else we got, BSV?
Let me think here. Any of you guys have any small things?
Go ahead.
I've got Demolition Inc. I've only just picked it up a couple days ago. Interesting. Like, the whole premise is you're an alien and you're clearing, like, I don't know, buildings off planet Earth for some reason. There's not really much of a story. Your weapons are like a sticky slime and oil to cause cars to steer out of control and knock over buildings. It's Rampage meets, what was that game with it? Kill All Humans. That's what it is. Rampage meets Kill All Humans.
Just as long as the alien doesn't start reading poetry.
That premise also sounds like it could work for, you know, some of those porn games that are out there. Premise. I know English.
Premise. Yes.
We don't know English.
No, you're right. Yeah, I know American. Tack knows English.
I thought I'd really get into it, like, for the first, you know, 40 hours or something like that of an indie game. You're generally really loving it, and then it gets so boring you want to kill yourself, and you wonder why you drop $10 in Steam for it. But I couldn't really get into it. It's just too... I'm not saying the learning curve's too hard. It's just there's not, like a lot of games now, no instructions. Give me a big, meaty fucking manual to have a look at, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of backstory to your game, too. Nobody has that anymore.
And would I recommend it? No. Like, whoever built it, yeah, they spent a fair bit of time doing it, stuff like that. It looks nice. It sounds pretty. But it's definitely no Plants vs. Zombies or anything like that. So if you're looking for a good indie game, steer away from... Demolition Inc. If you're looking for a frustrating couple of hours, go pick it up. But unfortunately, I have to say, shitty indie game is shitty.
That's too bad.
But hey, you got to take a chance, and I don't take many chances on games because here in Australia they cost a shit ton of money because of our taxes. Right. And but at the moment, I'm taking advantage of the low, low American dollar and buying really, really expensive games for half the cost. It's fucking great.
Glad the slow destruction of our economy is aiding you.
Thank you. But, yeah, it's just apart from that, no, we've just been rocking the living hell out of Minecraft still.
Yeah.
The only game left.
No, I've got to say, I've been... I'm going to do a quick one here, too. I've been playing Space Pirates and Zombies quite a bit of that lately. And I got to say, it's a really good game. It's kind of a like top-down space shooter. You know, you've got your own ship. You usually have, depending on what level you're at, you can have another couple of ships in your fleet. So it's usually like three or four ships in your fleet. And you go around the galaxy, different solar systems, and you do different... You know, there's different missions in the different solar systems and different factions you can get reputation with. And as you explore, you'll find more gear that you can buy to put on your ships. And you can really customize your fleet. There's all these different classes of ships and different sizes of ships and everything like that. So you can have, like, a really quick, like, you know, fast strike stealth... build, or you can just go for like the heavy kind of tank build, or you know, anything in between, which is really kind of nice. Big variety of weapons and everything. Everything's got its counter. You also have to like mine your own resources, and like you got to find crew. So like if you blow up an enemy ship, their escape pods will get jettisoned, and if you go pick those up, you can sometimes convince them to join your crew and stuff like that. There's actually quite a lot of depth to it. It's not quite as simple as it would look at first glance, but it's, I gotta say, it's really well done. And
what's that retailing for?
You know, I bought it on sale, so it was actually super cheap. Let me just pull up their store page here.
I think it's like 10 or 15, since I was looking at this game before. I just never... heard anything from it, sir.
It does get a little bit repetitive. Like, basically, the game isn't about doing the missions in the systems. It's about unlocking different jump gates so you can go to different areas, so you can find more stuff to unlock, so you can make your fleet bigger, so you can unlock bigger systems with better stuff, and so on and so forth. So the missions themselves don't really mean a lot, but currently... it's $10, and I'd definitely say it's worth $10. How many hours have I put into it here? It says I've only put in 20 hours, but I'm pretty sure I've put in more than that.
I've seen you way more than 20 hours, man.
Yeah, but it's good. Two thumbs up.
Nice.
Yeah, I have to check into that. Let's see. Have some other games to review, but I think I may hold those off for another show, so let's see. No, I've watched some movies, but again, my brain's going crazy, so I think
I'll probably... Well, you didn't really die last week.
Yeah, the hacking up mucus that looks like it could eat a small pet probably is not the healthiest thing to do.
Secreted, yeah, but secreted from what?
So, yeah. But also, during the break, my schedule did change some, so I'll probably be doing shows trying to aim for Wednesdays, 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish. So, won't be able to do shows on Monday anymore, so... Fortunately, this day is wide open. So if there are people who want to do shows, there's plenty of airtime for you to hop in. You guys want to do any self-promotion fun stuff?
Well, the cube's nearly finished.
Let's see, self-promotion. Of course, there's always Pure Decking, Tuesdays and Thursday nights. I don't know why the hell I decided to do 2 a week, but... and
decided you're even more crazier than you were before?
Well, that's never really been in doubt now, has it? Let's see. We got I Have Nothing every Saturday, Galaxy15Radio.com, the Galaxy 15 Radio Twitter site, which tells you when we update the Galaxy 15 Radio site. So, what else we got? I'm trying to remember all the promos from Shudacking.
There's our regular backs programs and stuff like that. But come along to I Have Nothing show this week. We got a surprise for everyone.
A surprise?
Yeah, we'll be giving out free Hondas.
As long as it's not Kool-Aid again. Last time you gave us Kool-Aid, it turned out bad.
Well, either way, anyway, get your ass down there. We need the listeners, goddammit!
Alright. I think that's about it, so see everybody next week, hopefully, if you're even listening.